Good morning, my radio audience, as well as my television audience. Today is the last Saturday in Black History Month, so I am going to be covering still a little of Black history today, and I want you to know about African fractals linked to computer graphics. I'm going to give you a little of this information, and then you could go to the Crisis magazine, September, October of 1999. And if you want a copy of this, I'll scan it and email it to you. But I'm going to read a little bit of this information. This is how it starts. It's entitled Ethnomathematics, African Fractals Linked to Computer Graphics, Biology, Geology, and Other Natural Sciences. In everything from braided hairstyles to the design of housing settlements, the geometric structures known as fractals permeate African culture. In a new book, an Ohio State University scholar examines the unlikely pairing of this mathematical concept and the culture and art of Africa. While fractal geometry is often used in high-tech science, its patterns are surprisingly common in traditional African designs, said Ron Eglash, senior lecturer. Got a tough one for me. He's a senior lecturer in comparative studies in the humanities. Eglash is the author of African Fractals, Modern Computing and Indigenous Design. And you'll find that in Rutgers University Press, 1999. Eglash said, his work suggests that African mathematics is more complex than previously thought. He also says using African fractals in U.S. classrooms may boost interest in math among students, particularly African Americans. Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that. Well, in our school system, whatever they're teaching us in public school system, it's failing our children today. When I worked for Alameda County as a case manager, when the welfare laws were first change back into the latter 90s, the system that was being used to enroll people into school training programs or what have you, because it was known then that the welfare system wasn't going to be the same anymore. Now, once we started bringing individuals in to participate in the program, because it became mandatory that welfare recipients do something, go to school, get at least a part-time job or what have you, well, we tested them. It was called the California CASAS test. I think it's C-A-S-A-S. It is somewhere around seventh grade level. Now, we had a lot of people that did well on the reading at seventh grade level. As a matter of fact, the adult schools are saying that most of the people that they're teaching coming from the welfare system are maxed out at seventh grade level. But it was a little bit different for mathematics. When we tested them in math, they were third and fourth grade level. And this is directly associated with you having to be on welfare because you can't count. Now, counting is directly related to money. And if you can't count, you're not going to have any money. That is obvious to a lot of people, especially those that are of the authorities, governmental authorities, prison system, or what have you. They realize that illiteracy is one of the major problems in the criminal justice system. The reason why the individuals are going to jail is because they can't read or write or do math. They are poor in those areas. So it looks like we should be trying to get our public school system to concentrate more on math. Now, my caseload was predominantly when I was working in the American side of case management. My caseload was predominantly African American. Talking to my co-workers, their caseload was predominantly African American. Now, this is only in this county am I dealing with this. Because overall, in the whole country, there are more white people that are on welfare. And that seems to be the reason why we have more white people on welfare than black, because there are more white people. Now, that didn't account for what's happened here in Oakland as far as illiteracy. Can't read or write. It has devastated Oakland tremendously for a number of reasons. Now, I am going to hold the parents of these children responsible for a lot of it, but a lot of it comes from the actual school system, public school system, that appears don't care anything about the African-American child. Okay, now let's look at the other side of it. This child is coming from, many times, a dysfunctional family. Only one parent is in the household. Excuse me. Well, anyway, that's devastating to only have one parent in the household. So, the children are angry before they start school because they don't have but one parent, and many times they don't even know who the other parent is. And so this hurts the children, so they act out in school. They don't want to do anything because a lot of it has to do with the teaching style of the teachers. We have teachers, but that don't mean they can teach or that they even want to teach African-American students. We are angry when we first start school, and it doesn't look like it gets any better, so we lose them by third grade. They may be attending school, but they're not learning anything. So it's going to be up to us in the community to make sure that our children are learning how to read, write, and do basic mathematics. So what we're going to have to do as family members and community members is make up for what our children are not getting. Problem with that, many of the parents can't do basic mathematics or reading. So it's difficult for them to help their children with homework. Now, they have enough libraries around here and tutors all over the place that are free. So we should be looking more into that and making sure our children are not flunking out of school. And what happens is they're graduating these children from high school who can't read or write at a 12th grade level. They're maxed out at 7th grade. Now, that was so sad to me to hear the adult basic education schools are saying they can't teach them anymore. They're maxed out at 7th grade. Okay. Basic math, if you'll get it, where you're able to count and things before the 7th grade. And we're going to have to encourage our children while they're in school that they need to go to school to survive later on. Don't tell them that going to school is just for getting a job. It is, that's a part of it. But you while you're in school, you have human development skills that you develop, you know, that you develop during the time you're in school. And we're going to have to start relating that. Now, for many years, they were saying that the tests that they were giving our children were biased and racist. Well, if they gave tests on math, see, math is a factual type science. And if you get them to understand how math works, they'll realize that math is pretty much related to everything you have to do, so you need to understand math. Yeah, to have money, you need to understand math. You need to know how money is accumulated, what things that you can do to make money, because the way this is set up, you can't do anything without money. And this is the reason why a lot of people are doing all types of things for money, all the way up to killing people for money or property that can be transferred into money. This means that you are placing money and material items over and above a human life, including our Father God and Lord Jesus Christ. You don't even think about them while you're out there doing things that you know you're wrong in doing. How our Lord Jesus Christ, as well as Father God, are looking at it is that you are an idolater. That means you're worshiping another god. And in this case, it's the almighty dollar. A lot of people don't realize that if you start placing money or material items above a human life, you are an idolater. Under God's laws, this carries a death penalty. So even though the African Americans came from the background of math, we don't understand math. And there are a large population of those that don't want us to understand math. Because, see, we are still slaves. Everyone seems to see this, but the African Americans. And all you have to do is look around in Oakland and see what's going on. Take a whole day or 2 or 3 days off and watch the other cultures in Oakland. They're flourishing. They have certain designated areas that they live in mainly, where they open up their businesses as well, and they are flourishing. The Asians and the Mexicans, you can look at them, just go into the areas. I think I'm going to take a camera out and start showing some of these areas, because I've been in Oakland, California pretty much all of my life. And I could see the change in what has occurred here. But I don't know how many African Americans can see the change or how they're dealing with it. That's one of the reasons why I bought the change cycle, because there was going to be a lot of changes. So I needed to teach on what feelings and emotions occur when you are confronted with change, especially change that takes you out of your comfort zone. Well, we have a large population of them right here in Oakland who chose to ignore even the newspapers, your teachers who were telling you the truth. You tended to ignore when you were taught about all the changes that were going to occur since 1996. And now we're in dire straits here in the United States because we have a president that appeared not to care that much about African Americans at all, and women. And then some of the things he's doing here is making us think he don't care about anybody but himself. Now, I do agree with President-elect Trump that we have to do something about the people that are already here in this country who could possibly damage this country. They're terrorists. And there are a number of ways that you could be a terrorist in this country. You don't have to hijack a plane and then run through buildings and things like that. They can do it internally and destroy this system. We're on a tax system. People who earn income through work, employment, so much of the taxes are paid into the system so that governmental employees, the army, big businesses, and all of those to remain, okay, the same. Money comes and goes. I've been saying for years, follow the money. And we didn't do very well with that, and that's the reason why, in particular, the African-American in Oakland does not have any leadership that's worth mentioning. So I'm holding the churches responsible for a lot of these things, because that's where the African-American came from. In the past, the church was the entity that would save African Americans in a number of ways. Well, right now, we don't have any representation at the form of the church, and even in governmental, even now you see a lot of black faces in the government, they're not concentrating on what has occurred during slavery to the African American. They're not looking at it. We have a large population of African Americans who are mentally ill. It's kind of hard to live in this country without having some kind of sickness anyway. But there are some that need immediate attention before they explode and just start shooting up everybody. And now we're concentrating on what the police are doing when we're not looking at our own behavior. They don't train police today like they used to. There's no money in the budget for them to go through a whole bunch of months of training, paid training, in order for them to develop the skills in order to hit a person in the leg, arm, or shoulder while they're running and they have just robbed a bank, killed somebody, or what have you. The officer, they're taught to shoot at the torso because it's an easier target. Now, it's going to be up to those that want to go past the basic training to learn more, which would help in them getting promotions. But the majority of them just do the basic stuff that they have to learn to make sure that they become a police officer or remain a police officer. Well, it does no good if the police officer doesn't live in the community that they're supposed to be serving. I do not blame anyone that's a police officer not wanting someone to know where they live, or they prefer not to live here, they'll commute here to work. Now remember, it was said that we didn't have any qualified people in Oakland to apply for these police positions. We have a lot of individuals that have felonies, not something that will put them on probation, something that's going to put them on parole. We have a lot of these felons that have been released to Oakland, California for whatever crime they had committed. They're released on parole. This means that they're still in jail, okay? But they're allowed to be among those in the community. We have the death rate in Oakland keeps increasing, look like it. It goes up, it goes down. And now that we have Trump for president, and we know if you do your logical thinking, you know Trump wants to control California. Because it has 51 electoral votes. It has the most votes of everyone. If he controls California, he is a shoe-in for next term. He'll do two terms. Now, there's those that wish him to be impeached. I talked a little bit about this a month or so ago, that there are some things that we can do because he is president-elect. There are things we can do, but it requires unity to do it. We could definitely recall if you find some new evidence that something is wrong with the election. You can recall him. Now, it is already known that there are a number of states that African Americans weren't even allowed to vote in. And there are not enough people, African Americans in particular, paying attention to this. So we have Trump, and now we're going to have to deal with it. Those of you that didn't vote, you voted for Trump. And you're getting ready to see what the results are. Now, It does us no good to do any marching and protesting by itself. There are some internal things that we need to be doing. And we haven't had a constitutional lawyer at the level of Thurgood Marshall since Thurgood Marshall. And they got him off the street and made him a Supreme Court justice because he understood the Constitution. And he was able to bring about a change in law. We have no one that's at that level attempting to help the African American here, because we definitely need some help. We got psychological problems, and African Americans aren't the only individuals that have psychological problems, need some therapy. But we are among the worst based on slavery and how we were treated. And then generations have gone by, and it has perpetuated itself on how we treat each other. I talked about the Willie Lynch, the letter and everything, but many of you really don't understand that this is what we had to go through. Now, keep in mind, we all had to be lied to or miseducated pertaining to the African and the African American in this country. There's still a large population of people that think that all we were was slaves and we made no contributions at all to this country. You'll still hear little kids say these things that aren't African American to African American children. And they grow up thinking that we have never done anything as a people, so they don't even try, even in school. Even parents are teaching their children, unbeknownst to themselves most of the time, teaching their children that they're never going to make it to be anything. They don't have to say those exact words. All they have to do is act accordingly. And one of the ways the parents of African Americans are doing this is not trying to help them become more successful than the parents were. Most parents are supposed to want more for their children. Supposed. Somehow this is not happening. And we're losing our children by third grade. That means that they're not going to know how to read and write that well, or how to do math. And there has been a conspiracy among those that were supposed to provide those teaching services not to even care. The system are graduating people from high school who can't even read or write. I had a number of people on my caseload that could not read or write anything. Now, this shows up when they have to fill out these forms. It used to be every month, and now it's every quarter or something. People that are receiving public assistance of some sort do have to report on a regular basis what they have done since the last report. Did you get a job, go to school, you get married, anything that's going to affect your eligibility to continue to receive these services, they ask you those questions regularly. Now, I've had a number of these forms that came to me that indicated that this person may have a learning disability or some type of problem based on the condition of the form when I receive it. The saddest thing is that when you receive the form, it's stained. It has a smell of urine. And so that should tell you something about the person that sent in the form. It used to be that the form was designed for you to answer the questions, all of them no, in order for you to be eligible to continue to receive these services. I'm here to tell you one of the main reasons why we're having a housing problem in Oakland is because there were those that abused the housing service when they were given those services. Now, for those of you that messed up, you can put your name on as many lists you wanted on. But once they do their research and find out that you messed up under the program, you're not going to be on the top of the list. That has made it hard for those that have never done anything wrong like that to even receive the services. The reason why is the owners of these properties don't want anything to do with people that are on welfare. They have placed everybody that receives public assistance in one category. Okay. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, well, you know, we agree to disagree when it comes to the idea about the housing bit. All I can say is there's good landlords and there's bad ones. So,
right.
You know, you have to look at slum landlords, too.
That's right. And some of them are black.
Thank you. I definitely agree with that. They all they want is the money and don't care about the people.
That's
well,
right.
What I want to call you about is Richmond, California.
Okay.
I want to thank them for impeaching Trump. They hold
yep.
City Council impeached Trump.
And we're going to have a number
of fire that lights the world. And I'm
That's
saying
right.
Impeach Trump. Now,
well, Max Waters is saying the same thing. Maxine
I'm
Waters
saying that
impeached. Maxine Waters says he needs to be impeached because he's a liar and a cheat.
And not
and
only
so,
that, remember, when you impeach Trump, you have that thing next to him, Pence. And he's worse. He's worse than Trump. So they both have to go. You
well,
know?
Then you would have to start a process to get rid of both of them. Now, we're going to have help in the higher authority level for that.
Yeah, I call Democrats, I guess.
to do that. But I think that may be something we need to look into is impeaching him. Because
don't look into it. This is serious business. He needs to go. I mean, every time he opens his mouth, it's trouble. That's what I'm talking about, the trouble. Let's put it where it's at. Two Indian guys from India were murdered by racists in Kansas.
Yes. Hate crime.
I put that on Trump. Now people are going around more than ever messing up the Jews' churches, temples, you know. I put
right.
that on Trump. And I heard a couple of crosses was burned again.
Yeah.
I put that on Trump. Because he came out with, he won on hate.
That's right.
On hate.
That's
now,
what it appears to be. Based on his words, it appears he hates a lot of people.
Now, I notice now when he's sitting down, he has this black man sitting next to him. And this is supposed, I guess, to be that minister, this Sambo minister from Detroit who happens to care about Trump. I guess probably care about his money.
Well, you know, Omarosa is a part of his people now.
Let me find a dartboard and put her face on it. And you know what I'd like to do with those darts, don't you?
Yeah.
I can't stand that woman.
Well, he knows, and just like a lot of people in this country know, in order for you to really be successful in anything you want to do or have done, you're going to have to include some African Americans. And sometimes we'll look at it as African, that they're not on the African American side.
I don't consider her no Black American. This woman is nothing but a traitor. She is not an African American. I don't know what she is. You know, I heard every time he talks to her, he gives her $23,000.
I don't know.
I know
she's not going to be doing this and not getting paid. She's no longer. On, you know, because you know she was one of the Trump people with that in that that Arnold Schwarzenegger took over. You know.
Yeah. I never watched that show. I don't know. I really don't care. But the thing is, she's the type that would tell Trump who to lynch and lead them to the way of the lynching. And so that's the type she is. You know. But to get away from her, I don't like talking about that woman. I want to talk about Ice-T. He has a CD coming out. I know we're not going to agree on this. It's called No Lives Matter. That's his CD.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the news.
I do not agree with him. As soon as Black people come out with Black Lives Matter, all you hear is that last word, matter. We know lives, everybody's lives matter. But what we're trying to say, we want Black lives to matter, too. That's all it is. And he gets up on there. This is the same person who used to tell Black kids, go out and kill police. This is the same person. Soon as he gets on Law and Order, now he's going to tell you, help the white poor. Help everybody. I don't want to hear that. We got to help each other in this Black race. Learn to love one another.
Well, see, the only way we're going to do that, we have to unite.
Then we can start loving other people.
I agree.
To have this traitor, another traitor, talk this mess about loving it. Oh, man. I just get sick of it. I really do.
Well, I'll put it this way, Mary. It is clear we don't have enough love in this country. And, yes, I do agree with you. It appears that at the time Trump was even running, he allowed a lot of hate words to come out of his mouth. And now we have a lot of people that have come out in the public to let everybody know that they hate Black people or whatever people. And it all comes from the hate that Trump started. I don't think he realized what the domino effect would be, or whether he even realized or care that there are still problems in the African American community in this whole country. We still have a racial issue.
Well, I hope he's supposed to. Maybe he met with them. You know, the Black Caucus. And I hope the Black Caucus doesn't meet with him as house Negroes. I hope that they will meet with him from a position of strength, not weakness.
I understand.
And that's what I want to hear, you know, because we always hear the other side, Blacks coming from a position of weakness. It's time to come from strength. Because for one thing, Trump goes to the bathroom just like I do. He is no better than me. And I'll stick to that.
That's true.
I consider myself a strong black woman who is tired of lip service from blacks and any other color.
That's right.
Some things I agree with Trump about. Some of these foreigners need to go back. Do you realize what Trump kind of trouble black people try to get a business license? When these other people, foreigners coming from wherever, and they can get one within a month. And some blacks
have got a business license
within 3 years.
You can get a business license in a day. But if you don't have what it is it takes to have a business, you're not going to complete them forms. You got to fill out forms.
I'm talking about what I know. Black business people who tried to get business license and haven't got one. It took them 3 years. And these people
don't
can come from food down.
How that happened.
And
I don't understand how that happened.
And then get licenses left and right. That's what I'm saying. And that's another thing that needs to stop.
I'll put it this way. This is what I will personally do, because I've never had a problem getting any business license that I wanted to get, and I had it. Mm-hmm. I had the approval that same day. You have to wait for the actual form to come in the mail, but you have to pay some money too, Mary. If you don't have no money, you ain't going to...
Because they had business before. But still, it always takes black people a long time.
I'm not aware of that, but
that's all I'm saying.
What I'd like for you to do, one more person. Just all you have to do is give me one name of a person where I can contact them who have not been able to get a business license. Because
I can give you that, off the air and call you.
I'll call me so I can talk to these people, because it's not supposed to be that way. At all.
Yeah, well, a lot of things are
the
not
form,
supposed to
pay
be.
Your tax, you have to. All you have to do is complete the forms, pay your taxes, and make sure whatever name of the business that you're using is not used already. If it's being used by someone, you should have gotten a notice to know that, and then but I don't know what the reasoning is for the individuals you're talking about, but I wish that you'd let them call me, give them my number, and they could call me so I'll know for certain
that
they want to do something. Just tell them I'll work with them in getting their business license, because I'd like to know.
They'd like to know that. But like I said, I'm going to make this quick, and I know other people want to talk. Do not buy Ice T's CD, No Lives Matter. Just keep it in mind, black lives do matter. And we want to put that out there and keep that out there. That's all I have to say for today. Love talking to you.
Love talking to you, too.
Take care.
Talk to you later. That's our Mary Buzz. She's a senior, pretty much activist in the community, as well as an advocate. And we're going to have more of that, because what we're not looking at as African Americans is that we are our own worst enemy. And until we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're going to continue to blame others for what's happening and continue to be in a problem. Because, see, we still have the slave mentality. And we've been so traumatized that we don't even see it. We want to blame everything on everyone else, because it is a fact that we do have a racial problem in this country. But two wrongs never make a right. And what's happening is the response of African Americans to this racial problem, we do wrong. And what happened is we don't have any power, so you either going to end up dead or in jail. And until we look at ourselves, look at the man in the mirror, and look at what we are doing as individuals in our own communities. You have to clean up your household first. And in order for you to transfer those learned skills from your household to others, you're going to have to know what's happening in your household and the community. Now, the servant Huey P. Newton said, you must be objective, but subjective to your interests. You have to first deal with what is the problem here. And then, how do you wish it to be for you? And if you don't analyze all of that, whatever steps you take won't work. And all that does is build anger and frustration among African Americans on an individual basis in particular, because we're not united together the way we should. People are thinking that what we did back in the 60s will work today. No, we have to do more than that. It takes a quantitative leap to bring about a qualitative transformation. There is no leap if all we're going to do is march and protest. Simply because there are laws on the books that shouldn't even be on the books. And people are still utilizing those laws. And many of the laws that we have are in total violation of God's laws, because man made laws as well. God gave man permission to make laws, but he made it clear it should not contradict the laws that he has created. It should make it better. And right now, because of law, African Americans are having a problem. See, when we didn't understand Proposition 209 and how that would be a major setback, now we realize what we've done. A lot of people, in fact, it was so many people that didn't even come out and vote during that time. And we told them, people, just like we tell them, if you didn't vote, you voted for Trump. Well, if you didn't vote to keep the 209 laws that were created by others, including Thurgood Marshall, if we didn't keep preserve those, we're not going to have anything. And a lot of people are not seeing the direct relationship in voting and how it hurts. I hear people complaining about there are not enough child care centers, not enough jobs. But what did you do when election time came up that was to help some of these issues in your community? Even though you didn't want to vote for president, you should have voted for the measures and propositions which are usually directly related to your community. And so when things happen because you didn't vote, you're not connecting those dots that you should have voted. So now we are talking about impeaching someone. Now, that's going to have to go all the way up to Congress and all those kind of people. But in the meantime, the people in the community, they're going to have to say, impeach him. Impeach him. We're going to have enough voices that say, impeach him. Now, I don't know what's going on. All I know, it looks like he's in cahoots with people that he ain't supposed to be in cahoots with. I don't know what's happening with him in Russia or China. But right now, I do know that there are some countries that think that this country is vulnerable because we are demonstrating all over the country and about all kinds of things that's going on. So therefore, we're not prepared to do other things. So these other countries think that we're vulnerable and may want to attack. Unite Russia and China and Japan, all of them can unite, and because they think we're weak over here, and do something, like send some missiles over here. I hope they don't make that mistake. See, that may be the reason why Trump became president. Because, see, the Lord does things like that. He gives people assignments that they don't even know they have. And in this case, if there are countries that are thinking about bombing here, the right person to be in president position is Trump. Cold-blooded killer. He wouldn't care. Anybody come over here and touch these grounds, it's going to be trouble. It's not going to take no whole bunch of years and going through the process and all of that. Trump is not going to go through all that. Okay? Now, I agree with the border stuff, because we don't need any more people just coming across here, and then the taxpayers are going to have to pay for their support while they're here because they don't have any jobs. I don't mind Oakland to be a sanctuary city, such as San Francisco, but we have to have some ground rules on that and bringing people over here. But in the meantime, we need to get these people that are already here that shouldn't be here. Now, I don't know if the system that Trump is coming up with is the better system. If you have any ideas and things about how to make things better, you should relate that to our public officials and let them know what your ideas are. But if you sit back and don't do nothing, everything remains the same. You have to do more than protest and march, because they got riot gear now that the taxpayers have paid millions of dollars for that they haven't used. So don't think that they're not going to use them. Okay? And they're prepared for riots. And the main thing that they'll do is they will shoot you dead. We have a lot of that going on. I don't know. All I know is that a police officer would not want to live in Oakland because of the mindset of the people in Oakland. Even though they may find individuals that are qualified to be police right here in Oakland. They don't want to be because they know the danger of it. And so now those that do take the jobs as police officers don't have that expert training that they used to give them before you could even be a police officer. There's no budget for that now. So what they're going to do is shoot you. Okay? We argued about them bean bags and tasers and all of that stuff because we didn't want them to shoot our children out there. Well, we didn't keep our children out the streets. The children outgun the police, so they're going to get shot. Police are humans like everybody else. They could be afraid. Becoming a police don't take away your fear of being killed by some of these street killers out here, drugs or whatever. They are afraid. So therefore, when they tell you, be still, don't move, don't say nothing, I strongly suggest you do that. Because if not, you're going to end up dead. Now, as I said, this is the last Saturday in Black History Month, but it won't be the last Saturday that I'll be talking on the radio show pertaining to some Black History issues, Black issues, especially DNA. Those of you that wish for African Americans to receive reparations, they're going to have a number of people who could show Africa as a part of their heritage. And you're only going to be able to do that through DNA. Right now is the best time for you to do it because DNA testing is not that expensive, $200 or less. But soon as reparations come into play, DNA probably will go up to $500-$600. So I suggest you go on and get it now. Have it in your family records. So when and if we get reparations, I mean, I don't understand why we don't stick with this. Even the prostitutes in Japan that these servicemen actually raped because they didn't pay them, they got compensated reparations for not paying those prostitutes. So, for certain, look like we should get together and do something that makes sense for us. Do something for ourselves for once. Well, I'm going to close and remind you to keep your receipts because we're going to be going through that. Also, keep watching SBFM TV because I plan on interviewing the twins of BBS Radio. I'm going to get that scheduled. But anyway, I'll get back to you on a lot of the stuff, update on a lot of the stuff that I have already talked about. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.